Question was asked about going up to the Temple Mount. We'll try to get a quick overview of the discussion, and we will not reach halacha lemaisa. Our conclusion, I'm telling you, the onset is going to be that every person has to consult with his local Orthodox rabbi and make sure he really knows what he's doing when he goes up there. We are prohibited from going into the Holy of Holies, right? There's a basic question about whether the Temple Mount maintained its holiness ever since the destruction of the Temple and the destruction of the land of Israel. So that's a basic machlokes, whether Kitchel Shaintav, Kitchel Asib Lovo, whether the Temple Mount has holiness for future generations. Kidsha, was it given holiness, Lishakta, for its time, Velatid Lavo, and for future generations as well. That's a Gemara in Shavuos, it's a Gemara in many places, in Megillah, in many places. So, that's question number one. Machlokes, Rambam, Ravid. We generally say that there is holiness. We say there's holiness to the land of Israel, there's Truma, Meiser, Shemitah, and we say there's holiness to the Temple Mount. Now, even though there's holiness, technically, if we would know exactly where the Holy of Holies is, and where the section for Kohanim, and where the section for Israelites, and where the section outside of all that is, so then there are places on the Temple Mount where one could go. Now, even though we're all tamimit, we don't have a parat duma, we don't have a red heifer, but for tumas neis, a person who's tamimit may go up to a certain point on the Temple Mount. But there are other tumot that are prohibited from going up there. One is tumat ziva. There's a tuma of a flow that's similar to the menstrual flow from a woman, and a flow that's similar to a seminal discharge from a man, not exactly the same thing, that makes a person defiled, and with that defilement, zav. Zav literally means a flow. With that defilement, one may not go up. Do we know exactly what a zav is? No. Should we be concerned that most of us might be or might not be, or maybe just when a person went to the bathroom, some came out? So that's a discussion about whether we have to be concerned about that. So those who go up to the Temple Mount, go to a mikveh, a special mikveh that's connected to a body of water, to a stream, to Mayan, which is what a Zav needs. And then, right after they go into the mikveh, and in order to go to that mikveh, you have to cleanse yourself the way a woman does in preparing for the mikveh, which is like a half hour cleaning process. If you know how to do that correctly, including cleaning the nails and the hair and every part of the body well before you go to that mikveh, because this is a Tvila Doraisa. So then there are those that claim that you can go up to the Temple Mount, because we know, at least we know certain areas on the Temple Mount that are for sure outside of the perimeters of what is prohibited. So that is the claim of some rabbis. Some rabbis say that people should could go up there, and if they could, then they should. Because if you could, and you do, then by going up there, you are helping ensure that it remains within Jewish sovereignty. So that is the claim for going up there. I don't want to go into who holds what. Let's leave it blank for now. There are rabbis that hold that we don't know where is permitted and where is prohibited. There are different opinions. We don't have a clear picture exactly what is the Western Wall. Is it this wall or that wall? When we look at the history of the temple, there are all kinds of questions that we have unanswered as to the geography, the geographical location of things up on the Temple Mount. And as such, some rabbis say, don't go near there. Those rabbis think they know exactly which places are not, according to any opinion, a part of the prohibited area. Well, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. Why risk it? So that's one claim not to go up there, and that's a very powerful claim. Remember, going into the places that are prohibited is a prohibition of karet. It's a prohibition like like desecrating Shabbos. It's a prohibition that the Torah says it's like eating chazer or meat with milk. Chaylev, it's a prohibition. It's a very hefty prohibition if a person gets it wrong. So we're playing with fire up there. So that's one claim. And then there are other claims that include Rav Avram Shapiro Zatzal. The chief rabbi of Israel said that the custom in Jerusalem always was that you don't go there, even in the places where you think. He said they even had a time where a Jewish herd went to that side of the mountain, to the lower side of the mountain, and the Jews wouldn't go there to collect their own cattle, even though it's the lower side of the mountain. They didn't, that whole area, they didn't touch. The custom in Jerusalem, and he knows the custom from 70, 100 years ago, and he said that the custom was that you don't go near there. You don't go. So now you have a problem, even if you claim that you know where the locations are. But you'll be careful not to go there. You have a custom that you have a rabbi that claims, a big rabbi who knows the tradition. He's a seventh generation Yerushalmi, and he claims that the tradition is, the custom is that we don't go there. So that's problem number one. And problem number two is that there are also rabbis that say that you're not allowed to go up there, because even if you'll know exactly where to go, what about your tour guide and what about the next guy? And if you went to mikveh, what about the guy that's going with you? Did he go to mikveh? Does he know he has to go to mikveh? I mean, I had a guy came to me on the day of his wedding, and he asked me to get him into Rabbi Shapiro. So I brought him, I was learning in the yeshiva then, and I brought him, and Rabbi Shapiro asked him, where you been? Why are you up so early? So the guy said, well, I went to the Temple Mount this morning on the day of my wedding. So Rabbi Shapiro turned to Ash and he said, you did what? He said, on the day of my wedding, I wanted to go down in the holiest place on earth. So Rabbi Shapiro didn't want to tell him anything. It was the day of his wedding. But I could see from the look on his face that he was very displeased. Did this guy go to mikveh beforehand? I don't know. I didn't want to make him feel bad on his wedding day. I didn't ask him. Did he know what he was supposed to do and where he could and could not go? I don't know. So people, once you open the gates, sometimes you don't have control what happens. And sometimes it's the responsibility of the rabbis to say, wait a second, don't let people go right near the fence where they'll get electrocuted. Hold them back, 10 steps behind them. So that's a calculation which only the great leaders of the generation can make. What's a correct attitude and an incorrect attitude? Because it's something that pertains to the nation. It's not only a private question of what am I going to do, it's a question of how do we guide the nation, how they should behave. So after we discuss the question, maybe it's completely prohibited. And we discuss the question, maybe there's a custom to prohibit it. We also have to discuss the question, even if it's permitted from the first two reasons, even if one were to hold that, then we have the third question of, well, this needs the guidance of the leaders of the generation. And to the best of my knowledge, I haven't heard that the leaders of the generation have said to go there. Whoever you'll quote me, what I know is that there's a very big rabbi who I went to his shiur, and he thought that Jews should go up there, and he called for a meeting, and all the rabbis refused to come to the meeting. And he called for a meeting with Rabbi Elio and Rabbi Shapiro Zatzal and other rabbis who are leading at least a specific community, and those rabbis didn't even show to the meeting. They didn't agree that this should... What? They didn't agree with... they knew his goal at the meeting was going to be to push that agenda, and they didn't agree with it. So that's the call of a leader. That's not the call of us. That's why their rabbis are supposed to lead the Jewish people. And I haven't seen someone of that stature, someone who's on the level that they're considered leading the Jewish people, I haven't seen them say to go up there. So every person can ask their local Orthodox rabbi. I would be very, very cautious about going up there. I would not recommend it. And it's not a question for me to call the shot on. Meaning I'm not big enough to express an opinion, but I can only tell you the way I would view it if we're discussing it. Now, I'm not up to the times. I don't know what every rabbi says at every minute. I don't know. But from what I've heard thus far, that's the impression I get of where things are holding now. Whether the rabbis hold it's biblically prohibited, rabbinically prohibited, prohibited because of a custom, or prohibited as a guidance for the people, I don't know.